Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Good morning and welcome to the Cosmology and Science Podcast. Hope you're having a great morning and a good cup of coffee. And we're going to try something new today. We're going to have a Monday show and we're aiming to make this weekly with some updates and some news and some new discoveries and explorations of things with cosmology and astronomy and science in general as well. So we have two themes for this show, which is about the constellations, and then also some thoughts about this really great conversation we had yesterday with the author of the book about gravitational redshift, Chris Brown. So that was super full of interesting food for thought and just something we're going to do more of, and we're probably going to have one on this podcast in the near future as well. So the first topic, though, is the constellations. So we are, like, astronomy is a little bit of a rediscovery for us. So it started about a month ago just seeing a shining star in the horizon that was really strong and clear. And then a friend who's an astrophysicist just asked, well, is the light shimmering or kind of flickering? And I said, no, it's kind of fully stable. And then he said, well, then it's probably a planet. And that turned out to be Jupiter. So that was just like this kind of stunning moment of seeing directly from planet Earth straight at Jupiter with just your eyes. And then we now kind of be seeing especially Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars every night, as well as the moon. And then we're starting to get a hold of the constellations. And something happened this Thursday, because we had, so this is north of England, kind of the north west part, which is a bit rough with the weather, so we have all these autumn storms. And then after 5 days of storms, day and night, it suddenly stopped and it was clear. And then late at night, a bit by coincidence, looking out up at the skies, it was the most clear starry night sky I've ever seen. It was like everything was like 20 times closer. And I was just looking up and seeing Orion. And it was just so mind-blowing. And then using just the basic binoculars and looking at, so you had the belt of Orion and then you have the sword, and in the middle of the sword there is a nebula, like a star birth area. And just looking with the binoculars, you kind of see it so clearly. It's still mostly like white, though. It's not colorful as you see on the pictures, but it's still kind of straight there in front of you. And then to seeing the grandeur in some sense of Orion as a constellation. So that continued on Saturday, and especially, which is one of our favorite constellations at the moment, which is the Cygnus, the Swan, which is this kind of giant bird just hanging in the air towards the west horizon in the evening. And it's so big. So it's just, and there's something about looking at this and suddenly seeing the shape and recognizing that this is a very ancient thing. Like, this is what humans have been looking up at for tens of thousands of years. And they have made kind of stories and imagery from the starry night sky. And it's just a bit breathtaking, all of it. So then we continued and trying to get a, like, learn more of the constellations. So I think for everybody, this is kind of, you will find your own favorites and then maybe just start like with one part of the night sky and then, you know, getting to hold a couple of the constellations there, and then you can expand gradually. So for us, the Cygnus and then the Lyra, the kind of the harp, which is next to it. And then also one great constellation for orientation is Cassiopeia, which is this little W that you can see kind of, at least here in the north of England, it's almost like at the top of the skies. And it's a nice reference point to the other ones, because from Cassiopeia you have Perseus, which is this kind of a like a bow, like a line, and then a little thing sticking out of it, which is it's very recognizable. You kind of, that was one of those things, if you just start looking at the night sky for yourself without knowing anything, you will recognize some patterns, some kind of stars that are bright and they're making little shapes in the sky. And that's the case with Perseus. And then you also have Arius, is a very small one. Pegasus is a great one, and that is enormous. Cygnus is a big one, the Swan, but Pegasus is like five times bigger over the, with the kind of the tail and the legs and everything. So and that's also a great point of orientation, because the middle of it is this box. So once you see the box, you can kind of map out and find your way around the other ones. And then two last constellations that are great to start with is the Big and the Small Bear, Ursa Major and Ursa Minor. And if you know the Big Dipper, you already know Ursa Major, because that is that one. And then there's a bit more sticking out of it. And then the Ursa Minor is nice because it's the starting point is the North Star, the Polar Star as well, which is nice to know, because it's the reference point that is in the same place in the night sky always. Like, anytime during the night, every day, year after year, it will be at the same point, which is why it was the navigational tool for sailors for centuries, millennia. Okay, so that's the part of constellations. It's also really great fun to know your way around what you're seeing in the night sky. And then every evening, especially now, like late November, so it's getting early dark around 5, that the evenings are this kind of entertainment, kind of huge and cosmic spectacle that you can that you can look up, as long as there's no clouds there. So this is a hobby, this astronomy part, with just some small basic binoculars, is really growing. And we'll see, we might get some bigger ones eventually, one of those Sky Masters, for example. Okay, so that's all about the constellations. And then the second part is more towards the cosmology, but also a bit more philosophy and even theology and science at large, which was a super nice conversation we had yesterday for about 2 hours with the author of the book about gravitational redshift. And it was more kind of just going through some of the elements and overall topics. And then we're going to make a more focused episode and put it on this podcast in hopefully in a few weeks, I think. And we talked about it before, but the gist of it in that book is that the redshift. So the redshift is important. This is a bit of repetition for some of you, but the redshift is the whole foundation of the theory about an expanding universe. Because if a galaxy is really far away, it has a bigger redshift in the light spectrum. These black little bars that come from materials kind of in the star blocking parts of the frequency spectrum. So, and when they shift, it means that it's moving usually, but it can be other things. And then gravitational redshift is something that we get from Einstein. So what we talked about yesterday, or why redshift is so crucial, is because the further away you have something, the more redshift. And then the conclusion with Hubble about 100 years ago was that it means that those galaxies that are farther away are moving faster. But then there could be other reasons. It's a bit of a jump. So to investigate the redshift is to go into that one sole premise of the whole expanding universe theory. So we had lots of talk about that and kind of different ways of looking at this and modeling and seeing that you might think of gravitational fields and also kind of objects of mass as more than just a star, for example, and that the whole galaxy has a mass with a gravitational field, but also that empty space has to some degree some mass that might be too little to have an effect, but at these cosmic distances, it might explain at least parts of this redshift. So, that's why investigating into this single topic is crucial. And then it's also the other part of this topic is that if it turns out that this premise is not valid scientifically, it's a jump to conclusion that you can't really, it might not be that certain. It also opens up for like a wealth of new discovery. So it's more like having a focus on, let's say that there's no expansion and it's just that you have effects on the light over these huge distances. Then one might start to look at the universe with new eyes and then discover lots of new things. So that's the inspiring and very exciting part of looking into this. Okay, so we're going to stop it here. We're going to try to make these Monday shows just about 10 minutes, a little bit of some inputs for the week and some updates and, again, the new discoveries. So we're going to round off here and then just hope you're still having a great morning and a good cup of coffee. I want to say thank you to all our supporters and our listeners. And as always, thank you so much for listening and see you again next time.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Now get any breakfast sandwich for just $2. Available only through the app. Mobile order and pay available at participating McDonald's. McD app download and registration required.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.